relationship is a very special relationship.
The serious talks between the two leaders scheduled to start tomorrow. President Trump is blasting his longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's currently on Capitol Hill, to give public testimony to a House committee about what he knew about possibly illegal activities involving the Trump campaign team. The president tweets that Cohen is trying to reduce his prison time by lying. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on 100 and Chamber Radio. For the weather today, we've got a high of 31. It's pretty chilly out there. A slight chance of snow, about 20%. Low tonight of 27 with a chance of a wintry mix. Tomorrow, the sun comes out. We're going to have a high of 40. Thursday night, cloudy, another chance of snow. Friday looks like some snow and some clouds and high of 40. Friday night, more rain and snow. Saturday, rain, snow, rain. Saturday night, rain. So looks like we see the sun again on Sunday and a high of 40.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on 100 and Chamber Radio. It's a show about volunteering and helping others, and we talk to different nonprofits and fundraising professionals and anybody working in the nonprofit sector or helping other people in any way, shape, or form. And today we're not on Facebook Live, but we are audio, obviously. And today I am very happy to welcome several folks from the cancer support community of Central New Jersey. And we're first going to talk with Amy Sutton, who is the CEO of the cancer support community of Central New Jersey. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much.
Let's try it again. Okay. I don't know if your mic's on. Hello, Amy. Okay, we got a mic difficulty. Why don't we? Okay, let's talk. Let's see. Patty, test yours.
Testing.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Patty, yours is working. So, guys can either switch seats for a second, or you want to segue that? Well, just segue the microphone over in or whatever. Yeah, maybe you're going to have to share a microphone. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, with technical difficulties.
Flexible.
That's good.
Get close.
Oh yeah, now yours is working. So yeah, it's always a challenge, but we roll with the punches. All right, so Amy, why don't you tell us a little bit about your how you came to the cancer support community and what your role is as CEO there, and kind of just give us a little background.
Yeah, so I think I took a little bit of a non-traditional path. So I actually worked in industry for a long time, came out of that work and worked for Hunter and Hospice for several years, so I'm local. And then went to run the Red Cross in Somerset County and handled some very large-scale disasters in that community. And then had the honor to be able to lead the cancer support community in 2012. So I actually followed a woman by the name of Eunice Jadlocky, who was our founder, one of our four founders. And she was running the organization and retired. And I was able to pick up after her leadership tenure. And it's been an absolute pleasure doing this work in the communities. So so that's how I came to the organization.
Yeah, that's great. So, but you're no stranger to nonprofit work, sounds like. Or no. Yeah. So that's great. So you've got a long history. But can you tell us, you talked about the four founders. Can you tell us about how it all got started?
Well, it started actually back in 2001. Four women in the community, Eunice Jadlocky, Nancy Dowd, Ann Tidy, and Lynn Arnold, who's a local Hunterdon County person, got together because they saw gaps in the community with regard to services. Everybody is affected by cancer in some way. And even back then, there was a lack of support for individuals and family members who were dealing with this disease. And so they saw huge gaps in emotional and social support to help people live with cancer, through cancer and beyond. And so they got together and formed this organization. And I always tell people that was the hardest thing to do, which was to take a vision when nothing existed and convince people to get behind it.
Hmm. So, well, it sounds like they did.
They absolutely did.
Yeah, and your main facility is in Bedminster. And if anybody wants to look up online to check out the site, it's cancersupportcnj.org. And tell us a little bit about some of the vision they had, the vision that has come to fruition through the center.
They saw community. So that's where Bedminster is, where we're located physically. Mm-hmm. We actually deliver programs throughout central and northern New Jersey. Okay. But the fact is, community really doesn't have walls. It's a relationship to one another. And so that's what they envisioned, was this relationship that was being built based on the fact that somebody was affected by cancer, but beyond that, we're human beings, mm-hmm. right? We need a sense of hope. We need a way to feel connected. And that was the community that they envisioned. And they wanted to ensure that these services were available at no charge. So we do not take insurance. We do not charge for our programs. So anybody can literally walk through our door, pick up the phone and call us, and access professionals and a community of support that's waiting for them.
How easy is that, right? Yes. I mean, you know, no bars at all. Well, and it's funny you say that community. I've been saying on the show the last couple months that philanthropy is the new community. And because people aren't going to church as much, and that used to be a center for community for a lot of people. I mean, people are, but a lot of people have gone away from that. The neighborhoods are all spread out. People are working different places and going to different schools and everything. So philanthropy and finding an organization, whether you're a participant or a volunteer or receiving services, it's a really, I find that that's kind of the new community, mm-hmm. that
Absolutely.
People can, yeah.
And I think cancer is complicated because people don't really understand the whole landscape of what organizations are out there. So we like to explain it to people this way. It's almost like a pyramid. And if you consider the top of the pyramid, the organizations that are doing the research to ensure that future generations don't have to deal with this disease, that's the group that's working on that. So you've got groups like American Cancer Society, academic research centers, that they're doing the research. In the center of the pyramid, you have the organizations that are delivering treatment. Cancer centers, physicians' oncology practices, they're focusing every day on how to fight that disease. And the base of the pyramid, which is the largest area, is community, and that's where the people and families who are affected by this disease are living with almost no support systems in place. If they don't have family and friends, and even when they do, there's not a lot of organizations out there that can provide services. That's where we are, and that's where we're leading the charge to ensure that nobody faces cancer alone.
Right, and that's definitely a need, right? I mean, it's a scary word, right? A scary, you know, and for those being diagnosed for the first time or having a family member diagnosed for the first time, and there's so many different kinds and so many different treatments, and it's very scary and looming. So if you help navigate that through services and education and professionals, that's got to be a huge help to so many.
Yeah, I don't know who's prepared for a diagnosis.
No.
Right? So we already know nobody's prepared. Right. So what we offer is access to licensed social workers who can help navigate, connect to resources. They facilitate our group. So all of our professionals are licensed professionals, whether they be on the mental health side or also in terms of health and wellness. But our job is to create the opportunity for people to connect. Mm-hmm. So, you know, other than the direct services that they provide regarding navigations and referral, and we do some limited counseling, everything is facilitated, and it's people talking to people about their experience. The other thing I just wanted to say is that most people think when they hear cancer support, oh, that's scary. right? Oh, that must be depressing. Couldn't be farthest from the truth. The people that come to us want to feel better. They want to feel supported. They want to feel hope. And so you will hear laughter. We have pet therapy. We have support groups. We've got nutrition programs. All these things are going on because it's a hopeful environment. And yes, there is space for people to explore all the various emotions that come with this. But everybody's going because they're seeking to connect and to feel better.
That's incredible. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk more about the participants and volunteers that make your center run.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning. We're back. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And today we have several folks here from the cancer support community of Central New Jersey. And Amy Sutton, the CEO, started us off, and she was explaining the services and what they do. And the other two women here are just nodding, like, yeah. So she's done a good job of giving us an overview of what they do. And now we're going to talk with Patty Mann. Hello, Patty.
Hi, how are you?
Great. And so you are a participant and a volunteer and an ambassador. So you're quite busy there. So why don't you give us a little bit of your background and how you found the center and how you're involved?
Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2014, and I did my radiation at Sloan Kettering in Basking Ridge. And one day when I was going to radiation, I saw a little sign about a program that was going to be offered at Sloan Kettering for stress management. So I attended, and that's basically how I learned about the cancer support. Since then, I went to the center in Bedminster, and it has just been an absolutely wonderful experience. I agree with everything Amy has said here. The programming is wonderful, and for me, what has been especially beneficial is the opportunity to connect with others in my boat. We're all in the same boat together. Mm-hmm. And I've learned a lot just from meeting other people who also are participants.
So did you decide right away you were going to be a volunteer and then jump right in as well? Or
That happened gradually after my treatment, and I continued to attend the programs and participate. And I just decided that I wanted to give back. So mm-hmm. I started to volunteer with some of the fundraising activities and stuffing envelopes and whatever help was necessary. So
That's right. So people are still stuffing envelopes in this day and age, right? So, which is always good. Well, and then you talked about, I think you're involved in some socialization projects.
Yes. I'm on the, got together and formed a participant advisory committee. We're known as the PAC.
Nice.
And we're basically ambassadors for the cancer support community, looking to bring people in for really socialization opportunities. We're looking at planning a mahjong group, a card playing group, a poker group, a games night, a movie night. Just opportunities to get people together, just to socialize with no more intent, just to get together.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I grew up playing cards with my grandma, Diminishing Whist and Hand and Foot and Gin and all that. I mean, all those great old games, you know, no batteries required. So those are the best.
Exactly.
You're just hanging out, right?
Exactly.
What else? We got backgammon and, you know, people love Bunko these days. So, yeah.
That's a great idea. We haven't even thought of those.
Yeah. Add those to your list. Right. Well, and then we were always a puzzle family at the holidays. We always have a giant puzzle going on a table all the time for people just gather around and, you know, because it fosters conversation and it's no pressure, you know.
Great
and
idea.
It, yeah, yeah.
Great
so
idea.
I'm a puzzle fan. So good for you. Well, it sounds like you're starting off on the right track with that and getting things going. And what other programs did you part? Were you in part of the cooking or any of that stuff?
I basically participated in most everything. I've loved the yoga. There's yoga classes, Reiki, Tai Chi, exercise. There's also a chef's cooking program, a nutrition program, where it's a cooking demo. And then there's also a cooking club where we get together and cook in the kitchen there. And just wonderful lectures on anything from stress management to lymphedema to it's just been a great opportunity.
Yeah, like stress management is so important these days. I think, you know, we live in a complicated time. Things aren't as simple as a card game and a puzzle like they used to be. I mean, those still are very healing and wholesome, but I think you have to figure out how to navigate the busyness of the social media and everything. And Amy, you want to add something?
Yeah, I was just thinking as Patty was talking, I mean, I think that when there's a cancer diagnosis or cancer is affecting people, it's all about treatment of that disease. And what's so important is not to forget that there's people behind this, mm-hmm. right? We're individuals who are impacted by cancer. So we have to first start with treating people like human beings
mm-hmm.
and creating experiences that humans need, which is connection, support. And so I think Patty is expressing what I've heard a lot of people express that I've spoken to who come to our organization, which is it's just this amazing place. You feel like you're walking in the door and coming to a friend's house. And whether it's there or a program that we're doing at MSK or some of the other hospitals, that's the experience that we want people to have. You know, we're just the facilitators of that experience.
And you've done a fabulous job implementing that also, actually.
Yeah, and so how do you get the word out? So you have signs at different facilities. You probably work with physicians have you had success getting the word out? I mean, no, we're doing that today, which is good. But
yeah. You know what's interesting? When I first started at the organization and I was talking to folks about what they liked about cancer support community, everybody said to me, especially the participants, this is the best kept secret. And I said, yeah, that's not okay. Like, we don't want to be the best kept secret. And so it's really hard mm-hmm. to gain awareness. So Kristen's here. She's been doing a phenomenal job with our social media and the press releases and helping to facilitate these kinds of opportunities. But referrals come to us primarily through medical professionals and family and friends. Mm-hmm. They go hand in hand because cancer is scary. People look to things that a trusted individual will refer them to. And I always tell people, if you care about somebody, walk them through the door.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you don't know what to expect, even if it's all good, it's getting through that first door. And I can tell you, there was a woman that always sticks in my mind, young woman with breast cancer, and she was really struggling, and she was getting her hair done after treatment had ended, and her hairdresser said, I think you need to go to cancer support community. She left there and walked through our door.
Aww.
And she sat down. It was a Friday. It was kind of quiet. And you could see by just being in the space with people who understood the stress relief that she experienced, what does that cost? It's so simple. It's so basic. And yet it's so incredibly transformational.
Right. You don't want to be alone, right?
You don't want to be alone. You want people to understand. And sometimes you could be surrounded by friends and family and feel incredibly alone.
Yeah. Yeah. You want someone who can share your experience and what you're going through, because if you're not, you're not. I mean, yeah. So you did mention Kristen Lefkis, who is here. That's okay. Kristen, so you tell us how long you've been there and what you've been doing and how you're getting the word out.
Yeah, I have been with Cancer Support Community for just about 2 years now, so I'm one of the newer ones to the crew, but I myself have also been impacted by a cancer diagnosis. My grandfather had brain cancer and passed while I was in high school, so one of the initiatives we're really growing with the hiring of a child life specialist last year is our family programs. So reaching out to those families, the siblings, you know, there's always a lot of talk over the kid who has cancer and all the support and how terrible that is, but you also don't always have, what about their sibling? What about that parent? What about their best friend? You know, whoever it might be, and you just realize that ripple effect and that they need that support as well. And so that always, as those programs grow, I kind of see my 13, 14-year-old self who was dealing with, you know, my grandfather with a cancer diagnosis and how amazing it is to see that these kids can get that support. So we are, as you mentioned, we're at cancersupportcnj.org. You can always follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. We're there across the board. And
Just call
908-658-5400. That's our main line. And
or walk through the door.
And as Amy mentioned, you know, we're in Bedminster, and while we have programs in high schools, in maybe it might be a clinic, it might be a hospital, we're in a 1760 farmhouse. So when Amy says, you know, you sit down in this space, you know, you're basically sitting in a living room. It's not feeling clinical. You don't feel like you're in a doctor's office. It's a whole separate space. And the wellness programs are in this beautiful barn that was rebuilt in 2012. And, you know, you just have this nice, beautiful open space and everything's relaxing. There's a nice little trickling waterfall when you walk in the main door. So it's just, as Amy said, creating that space and that meditative environment that some people just come by or hang out after a group for a couple hours just to relax. When it's nice out, they just take a little walk around. So just even having the space there, and people just create connections and stay. And, you know, there might be a group and there's a deli down the road. They walk, get some lunch, bring it back, hang out for a couple hours, meet outside of the groups themselves. So that community just continues to expand.
That's incredible. So, and you talked about the extended network, the ripple effect, because I think that often happens too. It's like everyone's focused around the person who's dealing with this diagnosis, but then everyone's dealing with it in a different way. And it's somewhat related, but I'm always talking about Girl Scouts, and one of the Girl Scouts I knew did her gold award about having a sibling with autism or special needs. And so she did this whole comic book and everything about how the siblings have to deal with when the parents and everybody's so worried focused about the sibling, and then because you've got, you know, you're going through your own emotions. And I thought that was incredible, but the same thing applies, right?
You know, caregivers. I mean, the fact of the matter is family members who are involved in taking care of a loved one, they end up not taking care of themselves. Yeah. Their health gets put on the back burner. Mm-hmm. Their needs get put on the back burner. And every person you talk to would say that there's a reason for that. But the fact is, we know. It's like putting on your oxygen mask. Everybody has to take care of themselves to get through a crisis like this. And we're there to provide the support and services to help make that possible.
Right. And I always say that about being a mom, because, you know, I have these kids and stuff, but I always make sure I exercise. I always make sure I eat right. I get enough sleep when I can. But and I used to have all this mom guilt about that. But, you know, it's good to
be
selfish.
Doesn't go away.
I know, right? But it's good to be selfish, because if you take care of you, you have so much more energy and attitude and gumption to give back to everybody else. I mean, you really do have to take care of yourself first. And so if you're out there, that's what you need to do. All right. Well, we're talking, we're helping spread the word. And if you can walk through the door at any time, but let's talk about some of the events that you do every year too, because those are fun to attend, right? So, Patty, you want to talk about how you were involved in some of the fundraising events?
I was involved with this past year's gala.
Okay.
And what I did was solicit donations for pins for stars from all the attendees.
So what is the star? What is that all about?
So it was actually a fundraising, so people could buy a pin. We wanted to light up the room. And so it was just another way at the gala to raise some more money. And okay. So, and because we don't charge for any of our services, our fundraising event is really important to us. And it's also a way, it's a point of entry to highlight our mission. So it's all mission focused. So Inspiring Hope this year will be on September 26th at Fiddler's Elbow. I think it's already on our website.
Yes, it is. Will be. Yeah. I saw it.
Yeah. And we encourage people to come. It's a great evening. You can hear some really powerful stories and see the impact of our work and participate in a good cause. But sooner than that, we have Wings of Hope, which is our Survivorship Day event on June 8th. It's a Saturday from 9 to 12. We have a live butterfly release.
Oh.
We do honor individuals or organizations and groups that have transformed others' experiences based on their own experience with cancer. They've kind of stepped outside of themselves to help others. There's a walk. People can register for the walk. It's just a great day. And we do require volunteers. We want people to sign up to do the walk. So there's another community opportunity for people to engage. And then other than that, donations can be made online at cancersupportcnj.org. And they're very much welcome because, again, you know, different than hospitals and other organizations, we don't get insurance reimbursement. All of our services are for free.
Absolutely. And Patty, so you said interrupted you, but you sold some stars. And what else? How else were you involved in some of these events?
I've helped with other events, registration at an educational event, and
have you brought some other people into the community through your friends or connections?
I have, because I've done other cancer events. I've participated at the YMCA's Livestrong program.
Nice.
And I met a few people there, and I brought them into the cancer support community. And
who's helping you start the socialization group? Do you say a couple other people are on that with you, that advisory?
There's a few of us who have gotten together to form our PAC.
Yep, and are they fellow volunteers and you kind of brainstormed this on your own?
They are others who also are participants.
Uh-huh.
Have a strong interest in giving back and helping and bringing people in.
That's great.
And they're all from different walks of that cancer journey.
Mm-hmm.
So Patty saying she's a survivor, you know, there's someone who is bereaved and still a part of our community, those who are a caregiver and otherwise. So just kind of reinforcing that they're from all different walks of that cancer journey coming together to help raise awareness and, you know, that however our organization has assisted them, they want to make, you know, our goal is to make sure that everyone has access to this.
Right.
John Lee, who we were talking about.
Right. I wanted to talk about John Lee. I knew John Lee through Toastmasters and then met him at a couple of the meetings. And then he kept popping up in the Washington Post and on social media. And then, yeah, so why don't you tell us your relationship with John Lee and how his story?
So actually, Patty and John actually connected through, they spoke in front of the board, our board. And then from that, really, that's where I think some of the sparks started to come together around this advocacy and ambassadorship for the organization. So I met John that way. I heard him speak in front of the board. And as Patty, he was extremely articulate about his cancer experience and the impact of our work on his life and his family's life. And I remember sitting in a room with Patty and some other members of the PAC, and he just wanted to elevate his voice, and we were talking about ways to do that, and he was talking about going to health fairs. I said, you know, John, the best way is to get your story out.
And within a few weeks, we were contacted by the Washington Post and talked about different participants who would be good at elevating their voice. They wanted a very specific storyline, and John fit the bill. And he did an amazing job. They followed him on Election Day, and he was talking about what it was like to consider voting in the election, midterm elections, facing a life-threatening illness. And so he, the story is profound. It's on the website. And I think from there, Congressman Malinowski saw it and reached out immediately to want to thank John for many different levels. John and John's family's family were immigrants from Malaysia. They happened to be part of a minority class in that country and did not have rights. They were in the Chinese minority. And so coming here, he valued voting. And so there was this connection, but unfortunately John lost his battle with this disease before we could make that connection. And Congressman Malinowski offered the family, John's brother in particular, to be part of the President's State of the Union address, which we all attended on Tuesday, February 5th.
Incredible.
So to go with John's brothers and sister to that important event for our country, knowing what John did to try to make it better for other people, not just focused on his own journey, but getting the support he needed and then activating and transforming that into action to help others. His big issue is making sure that people have access to health care, because through his experience with cancer and hearing other stories in the support group, he understood that that was a huge stress factor for people, and he didn't feel that that was right. And so that, all of the things that happened, I mean, I look back, and we talk about this in the office, it was all organic, and yet it was so profound and impactful. So, you know, we kind of move on in his legacy of advocacy to make sure that people have access to these services and basic health care.
Yeah, so he paid it forward in a big way.
He did.
Right?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
With his life and everything. Amazing. Yeah, well, and it's just, we were talking about connections. So for him, because it says he was a Trump supporter who has, Trump has his golf club right in Bedminster.
That's right.
And then when he ran into trouble with pre-existing conditions and things like that, I don't know.
Yeah.
So he flipped and was voting for Malinowski in the midterms. And so he definitely did his homework and experienced and did a 180.
That was a huge thing. I was with, I had the pleasure and the privilege of being with John throughout that whole process. There were preliminary interviews with the reporter prior to Election Day. So just hearing his whole story, and he said, I'm sure people can relate to this who have a cancer diagnosis. He says, I have chemo brain. I need to make sure that I study things, read things over, understand things, do my homework. He said, because I want to make a calculated and correct decision. And he was a very analytical person and, you know, didn't say something that he hadn't already thought over in his head a few times. And he carried that through his decisions in voting. As Amy said, it was something very important to him. To be able to use his rights in that way.
What was interesting is when the reporter was interviewing John at our offices, because we're a nonpartisan organization, but John can sit in a group with other people that may not share the similar political views, but they all have been affected by cancer, and they can all extend themselves to support one another in ways that are remarkable. And the reporter said to me, well, how do you feel, you know, knowing everything that's happening out in the community, the discourse that's going on politically, and then you come here and that's not happening? And I said to her, from my vantage point, what we can contribute is a community that sets an example, that we can all be in different places in our views. We can talk it out. We can support one another and have a positive discourse that transcends all of that. And I hope that people that come to us take that back out into community wherever they are.
Yeah, and I think that's what people need to realize. It's easy to get mad or spout off this opinion or that opinion, but most people just are too lazy to do the research or read on their own, right? And that's what you need to be educated in your opinion, and that's how you form your opinion, is by reading and talking and things like that. Well, I tell people I'm in a mixed marriage where we have different differing political views in our house. But we're still married, and we still raise our kids. And I'm always talking about Michael Smirkanish, who is a famous radio guy on CNN and Sirius hilarious, but he's got four kids and he's got two D's, two R's and two I's in his household, and he's very proud of that, which is, so I'm hoping that maybe we can do the same in ours.
Absolutely. We set the example.
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, lead by example, set the example, behave in an appropriate adult, you know, calm manner. I mean, that's how we all learn, right?
And I think what happens is when you've been impacted by cancer, your priorities become crystal clear.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Fighting over things that don't matter necessarily, other things start to surface as the priority. And I think that's when you can sit in a room and hear somebody else's journey and experience empathy on a level that I think most people, I could only hope that they experience in terms of being able to put themselves out for other people.
Right, and whether you're helping someone next door or in your county, in your community, across the world, the one thing I always say is the one thing that we all share in common is our humanity and our need to help each other and to be care for one another and empathize, have compassion, you know, whether you're able to see the fruits of your labor or not. You know, and you have to do your homework. Like, I think there's statistics out there. There's so many cancer organizations that are fake that people donate to all the time. So we know this one. I think you've on your website, you've got the GuideStar certification. So you know your money's going to a good cause here. And if you want to learn about anything that they're doing, cancersupportcnj.org. There's a John Lee stories on there, different ways you can volunteer or talk about the internships. That I always think that's a cool thing when you get people involved.
So we have, first of all, I have a very small staff, so we need a lot
typical
of volunteers.
Nonprofit. Yeah.
A lot of volunteers doing a wide range of things, but we also have student interns and college interns. We work a lot with Rutgers and Caldwell College in North Jersey, and then some of the private schools, high schools. There's a ton of work. A lot of hands are needed. And so if you have any questions about the type of volunteer opportunities we have, just give us a call.
Right. And Shelley Hartz is your chair right now for Leadership Council?
For our Leadership Council.
And she does community service at Pinkery. She's in charge of that, I believe. So right. Does she kind of help navigate all that in her roles? Oh, yeah.
So the students at Pingree do a ton of stuff. We've had internships. Their students have done internships. They have fundraised for us. They volunteer at our events, our Wings of Hope event. So it's a phenomenal relationship, and we have relationships with a lot of organizations. Pingree happens to be really special to us, but I think in my mind that's what being part of a community is, right? We're not the money and resources that are being put into the community stay in the community. It's not going somewhere else.
Yeah.
So we ask people to jump on in and help us.
No, that's great. And I always stress that kids can get involved. I mean, that's the thing. I grew up that way, and I think that you're never too young to have empathy or compassion, and you see it through example. Mm-hmm. That's how you learn, because you're exposed to it, and that's one way to help. And why don't we talk a little bit about the CHEFS, Cooking Healthy Eating, Food, and Strategies. It's an acronym. So, yeah, I love hearing about that. Okay.
That was actually created by Jeannie Petrucci, who you mentioned.
And she was on the show in October.
Earlier. Yeah. And that's basically a combination of nutritional presentation and cancer-fighting foods, diet, and a cooking demonstration where Jeannie and her staff cook in front of you whatever, and you have the wonderful opportunity to taste the delicious
food. I know, she's good, right?
And you leave with recipes that were made and have the opportunity to make them at home, too.
So. And it's actually doable. It's not some fancy ingredients or chopping
absolutely.
Or cooking. It's
absolutely.
Yeah, it's
they
do it.
Very simple, whatever, and they're very, very tasty.
Yeah, and so. Jeannie Petrucci was on in October, and she runs livingplate.com, mm-hmm. Living Plate, and so she's amazing and always has great ideas with the whole health and the whole body and wellness in mind. So, yeah, cooking classes are always fun, right?
That's a lot of fun. There's also art classes that are held across the street at the Contemporary Arts.
They were on the show as well. Mary Lev was on the show.
Oh,
I'm making the rounds.
Like,
I know, but it's all these great things going on right in our backyard that nobody knows about. So that's my job, is to get the word out. Okay.
And so. There are great art classes there. And I always leave feeling like I have artistic talent, which in reality I have none.
Oh, come on.
But just the instructor just makes you feel like you really are able to do something. So
yeah. Yeah, well, just like there's no silly question, there's no artwork that's right. not fully expressed and appreciated.
And there's a lot of great camaraderie while we're sitting around the table doing our own individual.
Yeah, it's all, again, about community, right?
As well, so.
Right. And then I noticed on your signature, Amy, your email signature, it's hashtag my word is. Is that part of your marketing, or how does that all work? Or do you
Yeah, that was last year, probably in the fall, I believe. Jill Kaplan, our program director, started asking our participants, like Patty, when you think of Cancer Support Community Central New Jersey, what word comes to mind? And so they came back with words like compassion, support, trust, hope, you know, and just this whole, all these beautiful words. And we kind of made up our own little tree, like as if each part is a leaf. And so we started asking those who support us, you know, well, what's your word? You know, and just bringing it back to those four founders, those four women, you know, why did they start, you know, why are we every day, you know, coming to work? And, you know, staff, we asked ourselves, what is that word and why? And just sharing that experience, because we all have a unique experience. And even hearing two people may have said compassion, but they had a completely different reason for it, mm-hmm. or a completely different experience. And so just kind of asking people, you know, when they think of our organization, what comes to mind, whether it's a feeling, it's an emotion, or it's an experience. John's word was safe haven, and that's what he considered the place, you know, our place to be. And it's just
so mine
kind
is
of
hope.
Put together.
Mine is hope, because, and hope seems like an overused word, but one of the things that I just know from all the experiences that I have is nothing is possible if somebody does not have it.
Yeah, that's a good
word. So you have to start with hope to let other things be possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're giving that hope to a lot of people, which is a very good thing. So,
and for me, it's a place to belong.
Okay.
It's just such a welcoming environment. And it's easy to be. It's a place that's easy to be. You're welcomed. And
that's amazing. Like, yeah, if you're not feeling so great and you're maybe down in the dumps and you just show up and it's just, you know, like you said, easy to be, easy to hang out, just feeling you, feeling love, feeling comforted, feeling hope. That's amazing. All right, we're going to take another quick break and we'll be back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care, At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And before we finish up with the group from the cancer support community, I just want to give a shout out to my events coming up. So I have one tonight. We talked about John Lee being an immigrant. I am going to be with Juan No Usadi tonight. She is also an immigrant, and she wrote her memoir about moving here from Vietnam. It won one of the top 25 memoirs of 2018, and she was actually on the show last month, and we've been making the rounds because it's an incredible book, an incredible story, and the name of the book is Of Monkey Bridges and Banh Mi Sandwiches, and we are going to be at Milk and Cookies tonight, which is a cookie shop in downtown Princeton at 14 Chamber Street. So we're doing a little bit event there, Milk and Cookies with a Book. So if you're listening from Princeton or want to head down tonight, that's from 6 to 8 p.m. And then tomorrow night, we'll be back here in Hunterdon, really close to here at Willie McBride's. We're doing a comedy night, and I partnered up with Ha Ha for Humanity. Robert's been on the show, and Sweet Reads. Tomiko's been on the show. And we're doing a Laughs for Literacy event at Willie McBride's tomorrow night, and you can search for it on Eventbrite, Sweet Reads Comedy. We're going to do pizza, open bar, four incredible comedians, and it's all to benefit literacy locally and globally. So if you're looking for something to do, that's what's on the agenda there. All right, now back to the cancer support community, and we're going to talk about, this is your 15th year.
It's our 15th year delivering services, and so we've tagged it 15 years of community and compassion. And actually, Patty and others have helped us to really refine that tagline this year. And while we're reflecting on all the things that made it possible for us to be here, we're really looking ahead because the gaps in services are significant for all people who are affected. So earlier we were talking with you about the numbers of people who are affected. So just give you some scale. Right now in New Jersey, there's 500,000 people living with a cancer, history of a cancer diagnosis. Of that number, 25% are raising children under the age of 19. Many of those, most of those, almost all of those kids are not getting access to any kind of help at all. So we are looking ahead to find ways to bridge the gaps in services. And so we have launched a strategic initiative. It's our vision for the future. And we are focused on five key areas in addition to all the things we do each and every day. The first is support for families, and Kristen mentioned we brought on board a child life specialist, and we're putting resources around this area to deliver more and more programs for kids affected by cancer, at either directly their own diagnosis or the diagnosis or death of a loved one. So we're on site on schools delivering support groups. We've got social programs in Bedminster. We have some support groups for kids and their parents. So there's a lot of work going on, and we're continuing to grow that initiative. Something that goes hand in hand but is distinct in its own right is outreach to underserved communities. So what we know is that the burden of cancer in communities like Spanish-speaking communities, South Asian, African-American, African-Caribbean, LGBTQ communities is significant. We're seeing cancer being diagnosed later, which increases mortality rates, and there are no services, culturally appropriate services, like what we do in those communities. So we have a whole initiative around that, and it's really tied to our work and support for families because many of those communities have much younger populations, younger family with children, multi-generational households. So we're really combining those two initiatives in some ways to be able to properly address the needs overall. We're focused on nutrition. And as we talked about earlier, our chefs was one of the first programs we did, but we are working at the international level with the American Institute for Cancer Research and Jeannie Petrucci to deliver a program called Coping with Cancer in the Kitchen. We're actually in their second phase of piloting nationally, and it's an 8-week intervention that is designed. It's very unique because we're embedding psychosocial support, meaning we're looking at what your relationship, whether you're a patient, survivor, family member, is to food and what that means for you and your family, evidence-based nutrition education, and hands-on experiential learning. We're combining all three, and we've seen tremendous results as a result of that intervention. So our nutrition work is expanding, and we hope to be able to hire an RD on site who can actually do counseling, nutritional counseling, for free. We also are working on some unmet needs funds and bringing resources in. We're about ready to announce funding that we've received to help families facing pediatric cancer with non-medical needs on the financial side. Okay. And then we're also working around how we can help the shift towards patient-centered care. So looking at how we can embed psychosocial support services more effectively in clinical workflows in hospitals and cancer centers and oncology physicians' practices and have a stronger tie to community-based resources like ours. And we're looking at launching a research project to do that. We're just forming the steering committee now. So it's great that we're available to do the programs that people have come to know us for, but the needs are great, and we have to rise to that challenge.
You got a lot on your plate there.
Me too. Me too.
But that's what I'm saying. People, they need volunteers, so come on out in droves and check it out. So I mean, all good things, all necessary things, right? And then, Patty, I think you've come up with the tagline going forward, right, that we were just talking about?
Yes. The 15-year anniversary tagline, Community and Compassion.
That's
I like the alliterative component
so
to
that's
that.
What it's all about, right? That's what life's all about is community and compassion. And then the basic tagline for the organization is no one faces cancer alone, which we've definitely talked about today with all of the opportunities you have for people to join in and at the center and offsite and the programs. Do you want to add something, Amy?
No, I was just going to say, I was just going to say that it's, you know, just as we kind of wrap up, if you have somebody in your life or you are dealing with this disease, you are not alone. So just please feel free to reach out at any time, and we're there to help.
Yeah, and everything's available on the website. And if you want to volunteer, if you want to get an internship, but you said you're looking for an RD maybe, or you've got, you know, Jeannie's probably got a full plate. She's an RD, but she's got 9,000 things going on. But as you know, the busier you are, the better you are for some, I know, as long as you make sure you take that time out to meditate, to sleep, to eat some chocolate.
And the other thing we didn't talk about,
okay,
but we do, if you are a practitioner, a registered dietitian, a yoga instructor, Reiki instructor, singing bowls, any type of instructor, you can volunteer your time and run a class. If you are a medical professional or somebody who has something to offer in terms of education, we're always looking for facilitators for our workshops. So if you're interested in helping us to deliver these services, we're absolutely looking for support.
Okay, good to know, right? I mean, there's a gazillion ways to help, right? And I always tell people, you get addicted. You want to help, and it's a good addiction. It's not a bad addiction, because if you just donate 1 hour or basically walk through the door and pay attention for 5 minutes, you're going to find a way that you can help. And it really is, it transforms your life, your outlook, your connection. I believe we're all out here to help one another, and that's what I'm trying to facilitate through this show. So any other things you want to add, Kristen, about PR or how do people can find you?
Well, as you said, you can always reach us on our website, cancersupportcnj.org. Call us at 908-658-5400, as Amy said. We have licensed professionals who are, you know, on staff ready to speak with anyone who is in need. And, yeah, just keep an eye out for our Wings of Hope event on June 8th. It's a wonderful community day, open to the public. Feel free to kind of come in and see what we're all about.
Right. And then you're partnering with someone to do a golf outing in June, I believe.
Oh,
I saw that.
Yes. GHN, Giving Hope Network, and our organization combined forces actually last year for the first time. We were always a recipient of their funding. And then they approached us about doing a joint golf outing, and which was hugely successful. This year it's going to be in June. I think it's
the 17th
of June at
Roycebrook.
Thank you, Kristen. We're taking teams now for the golf outing, and that's a great way to have a great day out for a good cause.
That sounds good. There's all kinds of ways to get involved. So, it's Cancer Support, CNJ.org. And today, Amy Sutton has given us a great overview. She is the CEO of the Cancer Support Community of Central New Jersey. And Patty Mann is a participant and volunteer, and she's part of the PAC, the Participant Advisory Committee, right?
Correct.
And then Kristen Lefkis is the Events and Marketing Coordinator. So she knows all of what's coming up and the events coming up. So there's a lot of great ways people can get involved. And like we said at the outset, there's really nobody, I think, that's unfortunately that's not affected by cancer in some way, shape, or form. So any parting words of advice or comfort for those listening, Amy?
Well, I just want to thank all the donors and volunteers out there that make our work possible, because as we've been talking about through the morning, I mean, this doesn't just happen. Right? And if people value these resources, they have to be involved. And mm-hmm. So we exist only because there's people that care about this issue and care about our organization, the people that we serve each and every day. So I just thank everybody out there and encourage others to get involved.
Right. Good advice for everyone. And I think, too, when you project your compassion and your focus and energy on helping others, it really, you're the one that benefits the most. I tell people that it, you know, the reason I do all this is purely selfish, because I feel good. Yeah. So, 'cause it all comes back, and you know,
There's actually research on that. When people volunteer, they're actually getting, you know, I've run a lot of organizations that depend on volunteers, and I think people get far more out of the volunteering. And I think it's a very healthy thing to do. And if that's the only thing that you do that's healthy for yourself, it's a good thing.
Exactly. Well, and they say if someone gives you a gift, you get the benefits, but you get more benefits if you give that gift to someone else. So there's a gazillion studies, so you can look those up. All right. Well, and again, look up everything that they're offering here, cancersupportcnj.org. And thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Long-awaited testimony from President Trump's longtime, now former lawyer Michael Cohen is underway before the House Oversight Committee, Cohen says in his opening statement.
Never in a million years did I imagine, when I accepted a job in 2007 to work for Donald Trump, that he would one day run for the presidency to launch a campaign on a platform of hate and intolerance. I regret the day I said yes to Mr. Trump. I regret all the help and support I gave him along the way. I am ashamed of my own failings.
Cohen telling lawmakers that Trump is a racist, con man, and cheat. The president tweeting this morning that Cohen is lying to try to reduce his prison time. The president currently beginning his summit in Vietnam with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to
what
people are saying
about
it.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health.
Hello, my name is Joy.
With Ruth Altamira Roll, a licensed professional counselor at
as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
That's 833-TOP-LOSS or toploss.com.
More now on the start of a second big summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, which began with a dinner in Hanoi, Vietnam. And President Trump says,
"So we're going to have a very busy day tomorrow, and we'll probably have a pretty quick dinner. And a lot of things are going to be resolved, I hope, and I think it'll lead to a really wonderful situation long term."
On hand are Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. The actual talks between the two leaders will begin tomorrow. It's day five of the Oakland, California teachers' strike, and the Education Association has declined to reveal whether any headway has been made in negotiations. The